just in general, what do folks need to do, Rob, to keep their pets safe during the heat?
Well, number one thing is the common sense stuff like they would do for themselves, right? They need to, obviously, it's nice if they can have access to the indoors through a doggy door or, you know, a way to get inside. If they can't, they need plenty of shade. They need plenty of water. You know, access to a breeze would be nice. You know, dogs and cats can't sweat, so and they have a fur coat on, so they're going to take this heat a lot harder than humans would. So really, just access to a safe place to go stay out of it.
I'm sure a lot of folks know this, Rob, but explain to us, since they can't sweat, what do dogs and cats do to try to cool themselves down?
They basically pant, you know, so they huff and puff, and so they, with the air they exhale is how they try to cool their body down. So, you know, if you have a dog or a cat that you suspect has gotten too hot, you know, you can put them in like in an ice bath or a cold water bath. You can put alcohol on their pads and park them underneath the, you know, underneath the fan so they get the evaporative cooling from so they will at least lose some heat from the pads of their feet, but they truly cannot sweat.
What else do we need to know about as far as pets and keeping them safe during the heat?
Most animals, their food consumption goes down. When they're that hot, they just don't really want to eat, so they'll do better eating in cooler weather, like in the evenings, first thing in the morning. You know, so one of the things that I do not recommend is, you know, taking a big dog that's been huffing and puffing all day and offering a giant, you know, dinner at night and having them eat too much and you get sick to their stomach, things like that. So it's nice to try to feed them as the evening cools down. Give them time for their body to kind of thermal regulate at night. You know, we feel, and then if you have a dog breed that's like, they call them the brachycephalics, but the little pug-nosed, short-nosed dogs, those dogs have a very hard time breathing anyway. And, I mean, we'll get on a run when we have these hot days and hot nights. It seems like those dogs will hang in there 3 or 4 days, and then all of a sudden they're coming in on emergencies with heat strokes because they've been huffing and puffing all day. They can't cool down at night adequately, and then they huff and puff the next day, and 3 or 4 days later they come in with, you know, pulmonary edema, cardiac arrest. So, you know, access to a kiddie pool, you know, places where they can go and kind of get in the water or someplace to kind of cool down. So just basically a lot of things just like you and I would do trying to avoid the heat. Having a fan available. So, you know, dogs are smart. They'll go get in a kiddie pool, and then they'll go park themselves in the shade in a fan just to help do that evaporative cooling. So give them all the tools that they need to be able to be cool.
Rob, are there any warning signs that folks need to look for with their pets?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, obviously an animal that just sitting around panting and just for no obvious reason, you know, dogs don't, they pant when they're excited, they pant when they're happy, they pant when they've been running and playing hard, but they also, they calm right back down. And a dog or a cat, when they pass out and sleep and they're just laying there kind of in the shade or in the house, sleeping and breathing, they should breathe about 25 times a minute, you know, so a real slow, rhythmic, sleepy breath. And if they're laying there huffing and puffing and panting, that's a good clue that they've gotten too hot. You know, it's so it is one of those things that, you know, and when in doubt, call the vet. You know, call them and say, hey, you know, my animal's gums don't look pretty in pink, and they are huffing and puffing a little bit, and, you know, what tips can we have to sometimes you can cool them down, and all of a sudden that breathing returns completely to normal, and you know, you just averted a crisis, basically.
Rob, hey, some great information. We appreciate the time today.
Well, not a problem. Glad to be here.